The book. I'll read it to you. Get down. So you're going to read all three of these, huh? The Very Hungry Caterpillar. For my sister, Krista. I think we read this one before, huh? In the light of the moon, a little egg laid on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Can you find the caterpillar?
Right here.
What's this? He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. Did my stomach growl? On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out, and what do you think happened?
He grew into a butterfly.
You're smart. He was a beautiful butterfly. How did you know that?
Because I learned that in school.
Oh, smart. That's the end of that one.
Now this one.
Too much. The caterpillar where I got my... What next, baby bear? Can I go to the moon? Asked baby bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in a closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Whoosh, out into the night. Where do you think he's going? An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved and some of the passengers waved back. He must be really way up there, huh? On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. A picnic on the moon, huh? We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? Yeah, he's ready for bed. Is my stomach wrong? What's that? You know what this is?
No.
What's that?
Dog.
Huh?
Cat. Dog.
That's what it says, cat and dog. Who walks out through the back door? Who walks pitter-patter down the garden? Who walks tiptoe along the wall? Cat. Is your cat over there? Who jumps down into the alley? Who goes scritch, scritch, scratch against the fence? Who walks tall tail between the bottles? Cat. Who should watch out around the corner? Cat. Watch out, cat. Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner? Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer? That's not a six. Dog. Gee. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap down the alley? Getting closer, getting closer. Dog. Okay. Snip snap, jump, cat. Jump, dog. Who falls back? You know?
No. Cat.
Dog. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks pitter-patter? Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely, cat. And his pillow. And that's the end. How about that?